Your Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, Director General of FAO, Honorable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, let me begin by extending to you greetings from His Excellency the President of the Republic of the Gambia, Chief Professor Alhaji Dr. Yahya AJJ Jammeh, who would have wished to be here with you today, but due to pressing state matters, he has asked me to read his statement on his behalf. And the statement reads as follows. Madam Chairperson, I would like to thank the Director General, FAO, Dr. Jack Juf, for extending an invitation to me to address this important summit on food security, which affords me the opportunity to share my thoughts on the theme of this important summit. The Gambia is predominantly an agricultural country with over 70% of its population largely engaged in farming. Agricultural production is highly dependent on rainfall and subsistence production, which have not been able to address the food needs of the Gambian population. Shortfalls in farming technology, notably the absence of widespread irrigation, has meant that only about 40% of the total arable land area is put under cultivation. Furthermore, the low soil fertility levels, aggravated by rapid saline intrusion, soil acidification, bushfires, the low usage of inputs, are all important factors that have contributed to the reduction in production and productivity in Gambian agriculture. In addition, other major constraints of the agricultural sector include limited access to credit and other essential inputs, inadequate infrastructure, disease epidemics, and low farm incomes. The growing rural poverty and household food insecurity is accelerated also by rural-urban drift and rapid environment degradation. Despite these constraints, the country has great potential for increased production and productivity through the use of high-quality seeds, fertilizers, and other improved technologies. The country is furthermore endowed with the River Gambia, almost half of which is freshwater, and large reserves of underground water suitable for irrigation on an all-year-round basis. Madam Chair, during the colonial period, agricultural policies were aimed at developing select export commodities to satisfy the demands of the colonial industries. Groundnut production was the focus of the colonial government policy. Today, of course, the actions of the multinational corporations and unfair trading practices are the main bottlenecks to the attainment of food security in developing countries. Prior to 1994, agricultural production was extremely low as a result of low area under cultivation, under production, despite the availability of nearly 600,000 hectares of arable land. To compound it all, not only was there the absence of a vision, but also a poor attitude to farming in general. Madam Chairperson, the Gambia's agricultural sector has the potential to enable the country to attain self-sufficiency in food production and make significant contributions to employment and incomes, particularly for women and youths, as well as for development and growth. For this reason, a new agriculture and natural resources policy and a comprehensive national agricultural investment program have been elaborated to provide a framework for taking the Gambian agriculture into the next century. All these policies, strategies, and programs are linked to our Vision 2020 blueprint, which aims at transforming the Gambia into a modern state, and agriculture is one of the main pillars of this vision. We believe that farming should not be seen as an occupation for the poor, but rather a lucrative business that is dignified and can bring food and financial security to any individual who is ready and willing to take the challenge. Madam Chair, Gambians were called to go back to the land and this has given enormous dividend to the agricultural sector. As a result, total area under production has increased from 237,000 hectares in 1999 to 356,000 hectares in 2009. The greatest spectacular increase has been in rice production, which has increased by about 70%, from 38,300 metric tons to 64,500 metric tons in 2009. The Gambia acknowledges the support and assistance received over the years from the Japanese government, the Republic of China on Taiwan, FAO, IFAD, Islamic Development Bank, African Development Bank, the World Bank, and other development partners, including the NGOs. We highly appreciate their support in the past, especially during the soaring food crisis of 2008, and wish to express our gratitude to them for their continuous and relentless support in our development efforts. Madam Chair, I thank you for giving me the floor.